And you said that you reached this donation for you to open a library in Pakistan. How is the project right now?
So basically how it worked, we partnered with the Citizens Foundation, which is a nonprofit that builds schools in Pakistan, and it's a really fantastic organization that folks should check out if they're able. They build purpose-built schools, they fully staff them with teachers. Many of the teachers were students themselves. They maintain equal gender levels in their classrooms, and they're a great organization. So we thought that they would be good folks to partner with initially. And so they said, you know, the cost of building a library is approximately this. And so we just worked with some folks and reached that goal. And so moving forward, it's, you know, whether it'll be sponsored in a new school that is yet to be built or adding a library to an existing school. So that's still being figured out.
Okay, great. And now a tricky question. I know it's going to be a difficult one. What is your favorite book, the book that inspired you the most so far, or maybe favorite author?
I mean, we are book people, so this is
I
really
know.
hard.
It's really difficult.
So my mother's gonna laugh when she hears this, but I, and I'm not the only one, obviously, but I think Harry Potter, just because of my age, was really the most influential series of books in my life. I was the age of Harry kind of every time the new book came out, and so I identified strongly with those books. But I really appreciate the consistent messages of universal human rights and justice and, you know, committing to the good over evil no matter what the circumstances. And there's so many parallels you can make from that book. You can make it to the Holocaust. You can make it to, you know, many of the human rights violations that go on today. And so I think that Harry Potter is a really wonderful way to teach tolerance. And that's what I most appreciate about those books.
Lena?
Well, I have way too many favorite books, but I think one that's really sticking out in my head is A Thousand Splendid Suns by Khaled Hosseini, who's the same author who wrote The Kite Runner. And although that book was really depressing, it was about sort of the state of women in Afghanistan. So his writing is just so powerful in their story. It was about two main characters who were both women, and their stories were just so powerful. But it just also just showed a whole different side to Afghan women, I think, that most people just don't ever even think about or bother to get to know. So yeah, I don't know. Those stories like that, even though they're really depressing, it
They're
also just
important.
inspires me.
It can change you,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
And you girls told me that you just finished grad and undergrad school. Can you talk about what did you study? And of course, I want to know plans for the futures, especially after today, after meeting with Malala, being here with the Secretary General.
Well, I did my undergrad in film and communications from American University. I graduated from there 3 years ago. And then this past year, I was doing a grad school. I was getting my master's degree in journalism from Columbia University. I mean, this past year, I didn't have any sort of journalism background or training. So I just, you know, learned a lot about just basic reporting and journalism skills and writing. And I'd like to focus on the digital media field and I guess work on different sort of campaigns and digital strategies for different sorts of content. And I don't know, things are really up in the air right now since I just graduated, but that's the plan. And Olivia.
So I graduated this May from American University with a bachelor's in international studies and a minor in Arabic. So I think it's funny, we both just finished degrees in May. We're both job hunting. And I actually want to go into maternal health and reproductive health in the developing world. So, you know, with time, I'd actually like to go to nursing school and become a certified nurse midwife. So it's two more degrees ahead of me, but I'm especially doing Girl with a Book, have really been just inspired by the links from primary school education and the improvements in maternal health and how education, health, and child marriage all interact with each other. Those are sort of my trifecta of issues. So I'd really love to work on maternal health. And I think also that's what you just heard is kind of why Lena and I are such a good team, because she's got design and vision, and you know, I have the background in international studies, and so we really combine our skills and our drive just for the issues in general and make a pretty savvy team, I think.
Yeah.
And you both are very inspiring as well. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for being here at the United Nations, Olivia Kerr and Lena Sharif. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Thank
you so
you.
much for having us.